There being no apologies?
Donna Dobson's just an apology, she's got up with that group.
Okay, right. Call for declarations of interest?
Yes, Mr Mayor, on page 11, local heritage fund, 3334. I have a family member in the business, 2224 Little Street.
Okay, thanks for that. No further declaration? Thanks, councillors. Confirmation of the minutes of the meeting held on the 15th of August, someone like to move the acceptance items? Councillor Freeman, have a seconder? Councillor Mead? Are there any alterations or amendments? If not, I'll put all those in favour.
Aye.
Against, carried. Councillors, we'll change the order of the meeting around today. We'll do the closed at the end of the open session, if that's acceptable to you. I'll now hand over to the general manager.
Shall I just check and see if there's anyone here?
If you would, please. General manager to conduct the mayor or deputy mayor election. Over to you, Mr Lee.
Thank you. So in fact, we'll just minute this, that the mayor is relinquished the chair. So is there any call for nominations for mayor position? Okay, given that there's only one nominee, I declare Doug as...
Thank you. Thank you, councillor. Have the consistency within the role and they offered that opportunity.
Moving on to the deputy mayor, is there any other call for nominations from the deputy mayor's role? We've got one nomination. Being only one nominee, congratulate Ash Walker, retained as... So you can resume the chair, okay?
Thank you. Okay, we'll move through the business paper and we know there's no one outside. Public hearing. We've done the two elections. The first business area is page 7, the mayoral commitments. And I'll move that that report be noted. Put that all those in favour?
Aye.
Against, carried. The next report is the one there on the Castle Road River Sand Extraction Project. Did you want to speak to this at all, Mr Lee? Please report.
Yeah, look, there's a couple of things that I've tried to focus on the report. One is that in the absence of a firm business alliance with someone who was actually going to undertake the works, I felt we're at the stage where we've been and got the Sears report, we've got all the details that the, and which is as an attachment to the report, all the information that the state government agency would need us to address as part of an EIS. To progress with an EIS, I believe, would be hundreds of thousands of dollars. And I felt that given that the likelihood of the development proceeding, I didn't feel as though I was confident enough to want to recommend that to council meeting. I think the council should note that where it's at in the process. I'm not saying that we should dismiss the whole idea of the project. I think the project still has merit, which is point two of the recommendation. But the first one, I just would like that we'll seek you for that direction, because at the moment it's on our books that we would go to progress to an EIS. Is the decision whereby we say we don't progress to an EIS. So,
Ms Ward?
Oh, I'd like to move the recommendation 1 and 2 and add point 3. Okay, we'll put it up for debate at least, Mr Mayor.
Point 3 being?
That council pursue, and maybe I'm just happy to work with these words, please, but or look for a public operator to actually take over this project and start the EIS process and the extraction facility with no more commitment council funding at this stage.
Okay. bearing in mind that the Sears has got an end date on it. About 12 months, I believe.
Yeah.
Somewhere in that. No more commitment of council funding. Have we all got that, councillors?
Is that the sewer continue to go? Because you have been looking already, haven't you? So it's continue to go.
Well, maybe I should try and find a second for that motion. Before we go into any debate, that's all.
Would you like to say something now?
Yeah, thanks, Ads. Move councillor Walker, second to councillor Mann.
I suppose where I'm coming from is I think this has got the potential to be a game changer for the town and to create an industry, but we're not quarry operators, we're not sand extraction operators. We've used some of our public money to date to, I suppose, proof up the concept. But surely there is, you know, the bigger companies of the world that would be looking for some sort of extraction, you know, of course, seeing from within our region, you know, and how do we partner with them and also then get paid a royalty, I think, which we can use for the benefit of our town.
Yeah. As Mark noted in the report, yeah, Boral, Wholesome, Regional Quarries, KB Concrete, Hampton, we're all engaged with to take this on, show an interest in it. And as the report says, we've been unable to secure an extractive lead for this project. So it's not through lack of trying. And I think the more uncertainty surrounding inland rail and the timing of inland rail hasn't helped us at all in this regard. Perhaps, yeah, in 18 months' time, when things ramp up again, we'll have some interest in from someone. We'll have to go back through the Sears process.
Which is another cost.
Yeah.
Well, but, I suppose what actually triggered my thinking on this was knowing that there's currently a 30,000 tonne contract for sin to be moved from Canamble to Penrith.
That's frustrating, isn't it?
And that's frustrating. I think, well, you know, why don't you tell us this
year? Yeah.
Why don't you cut some of that potential freight off and create jobs in that community? That's where I'm coming from. But anyway, the reason I put up points for is to start some debate.
And basically, the point you're saying is we don't throw away.
Don't throw away.
The opportunities there we take.
Yeah.
Right. Did you have any comment on the
No, I think we worked really hard in the subsequent years to try to secure a prospective lead on this. And look, there wasn't, you know, whilst we were doing a lot of the talking, a lot of the groundwork, a lot of the selling, there wasn't anyone who really took the ball and ran with it, which we really needed to at that point. And yes, you're right, Mr. Mayor. Uncertainty in some of the infrastructure projects may have led to that, but also the probably the total volume of sands needed for precast concrete was also a big factor too, where it was a lot less than first thought. So, but as the motion says that we've got three things going on there. One, we're going to proceed with the EIS and spend the money, which I think is a recommendation. The project itself still has a huge community benefit if we go forth. And three, we continue to pursue options. If someone was to come in and ask the question, we'd certainly go to assist them.
Okay, on that, I'll put that. Those three points they recommend. All in favour? Against? Carried. Thanks, Councillor Munster. The next item is the local heritage.
every year we go through this process, and we've got some projects there. Thank you to Ms. Carter for joining. And just through you, Mr. Mayor, my apologies if I didn't realise one of those applications is my sister and brother-in-law.
Oh, okay.
Any else to clear your interest? All right, so just on that note, Christy, would you like to speak to your report?
Yeah, that's fine. So through you, Mr. Mayor. So this year we had, so the local heritage fund was made possible again with funding through the New South Wales Heritage Office. This year they provided it as a combined grant amount, which we allocated $10,000 to the local heritage fund and $2,500 to the heritage advisors and support services. So it's the intention of the funding is to support items in the heritage conservation area down in Main Street, or local heritage items are listed under our Gugandra LEP. So it's publicly advertised. We had 10 applications this year, which were assessed by our heritage advisor, Mr. Peter Duggan. The recommendations are as outlined in the report for the 10 applications, all being recommended for approval. The requested amount, applicants could ask for up to $2,000 match funding contribution. The recommendation is for the applications to support that as outlined in the table.
25 Murray Street, Tarawina. What is that?
Yeah, it's a local heritage item in our LEP.
Mm-hmm.
It's an old, I believe an old butcher's store.
That is on the first one's butcher
shop. Yeah, so.
Bottom of the watering hole.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Okay, I just asked that because I remember last year when you got caught.
Yes, all right. So I asked Mr. Thurston that.
Right, so the total project cost there with the siding is $75,000 and this funding allocation is $19,500.
I'll let that one
in. Thank you, Councillor Mockler. Do I have a seconder?
Councillor Meehan.
Councillor Meehan. You did, right? Okay. Is there any further discussion on that? I'll put that. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carry. Councillor Bunker, would you invite?
Thank you, Christy.
That was hard. Okay, the next report there is just a procedural thing on the disclosure of interest returns. And I take it they are now all in. It's all been submitted. And the recommendation there on page 16 is that we need the tabling. To the move, Councillor Walker, Councillor Peard. I'll put that. All those in favour? Yes, carried. Christmas clothes down. This is just the annual thing.
Yeah, every year we have a period where we send Council's resolution to close our general operations, not obviously the essential services, but the general operations. And for the December of 2023, we're proposing that we close the office on Thursday afternoon, the 21st, and reopen on Tuesday, the 2nd of January.
Thanks, Councillor Lutford. Councillor Butler. No discussion on that? I'll put it. All those in favour? Against? Carry. The outdoor staff annual picnic day, 29th of September.
Same again, every year we have a general union picnic day shutdown, and it's historically it's fallen on the Friday before the October long weekend. We're proposing the same, and we're also proposing the same that we contribute, the council contributor, a small donation of $200 towards the staff picnic.
Okay, councillors, and you might note that we have councillors and the mayor is invited to that day. Keep you going. No, turn up late. Okay, the recommendation there. Someone like to move that, Councillor Butler, Councillor Peard. Is there further discussion? I'll put it all in favour. Yes, right. Carried. The Growworks update.
Sure, in Donna's absence, I'm going to speak to this. So the report outlines fairly well where we're at in the process of the Growworks and there's been discussions previously about increasing the number. There was an opportunity to increase the number of employees from 10 to 16 and that part of the recommendation is that It was quite a positive discussion with the board and previously the council. This report just serves as to endorse that action. And the second one is certainly discussion internally about having meeting these new people to our community at Sydney Airport rather than sort of plonking them on a bus and having them drive into the dark at night time, not knowing where they're going to turn up, and actually have a small contingent to actually personally greet them at the airport and show them a little bit of Sydney on the way out, and then make them feel well. Noting that a lot of these people will be leaving family, and particularly their own children, and to try to ensure better life for everybody.
Thanks,
Councillor Butler.
Do you have a second? Councillor Mudford. I'll put that. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried. In there, and as suggested, we did have a discussion last night with residents of Kiwi Lodge and their carers or families members. Their family members. 16, 3 males, 13 females, 6 are currently qualified registered nurses under the American system. So they've got to transition over a period of time to the Australian system. But yeah, it's a great opportunity. So I'll put that. All those in favour?
Aye.
Yes, carried. The NDIS Executive Services Review.
Yeah, I'll take this one too in Donna's absence as well. The report outlines where Donna's at in the process of appointing or recruiting. There was a working party meeting held, which the working party supported the recommendation. So this report serves to formally note that the engagement of Lake Social Services Proprietary Limited will be undertaking the NDIS executive review for Aramling.
Councillor Meehan's moving. Do we have a second? Councillor Babbage. Any further discussion on that? Put all those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried. The annual accounts, year ending 30th of June. This is our annual report and the signing off of those accounts. With the recommendation that they be accepted and referred for audit. We've just... Those accounts are, and there's an attachment.
That's right.
We've been through that. So I'd like to move that recommendation. I'm having a great moment here. Councillor Lockler, Councillor Babby. I'll have to make those signs bigger. There's no further discussion. I'll put all those in favour.
Aye.
Yes, Gary. That's all right. Under the guns. Been going to Guild Festival, Neil walked out. He's now in.
Well, it's full steam ahead for Saturday.
Yes.
Mrs. Lark coming in just to give a quick update.
Right, okay. Would you like to speak to Mr. Elchin's report or the current situation with Under the Guns?
Yeah, just an update on it.
Sure. Okay, so three units to Mayor. With the Under the Guns, we've sold 1,200 tickets now for the event. Half of those, 50% of those, are from outside of our region. We've got the bus coming from Dubbo and a bus around. We have had radio advertising this week, along with radio interviews. And we also have ads going through regional newspapers this week and residential mail across the region. In terms of the budget and the expected overspend, it has just been announced now with the New South Wales Government regional that didn't support it with the budget. And some of the early decisions made, I guess, around Under the Guns expenditure were made when we had different
knowledge. So we thought that we could run the event with the ticketing or all ticketing. There have been some negotiations through the departments with the funding around how we would or be able to administer that, and so we're only allowed to do level up a minimum amount of ticketed events. So our income at that minimal amount was reduced. So we were expecting 15,000 out of the 500 ticket sales at $30 each, and we're currently just shy of 7,000 in that. So if we increase our level up ticket sales, that would come up there. So in terms of the budget, where's it?
And three, Mr. Mayor. Appreciate that help there, thank you. But so I was looking for you to give the positive update, and I was going to take the. but I really do appreciate that. But as Mrs. Larkin said, like the issue there is around the fact that originally it was planned as a community event, funded through the COVID times or coming out of COVID, as part of that community get the community activated again. So there was a lot of funding went across the state. We've taken the opportunity here to say, well, let's not have it as a one-off event that finishes when that funding finishes. Let's try and create something here that's sustainable long-term. To do that, it goes from a community event over time to a ticketed event, and it becomes sustainable through its ability to create its own income. The difficulty we faced was that at the time that we put together this year's festival and moving to the next stage of that transition over the next 3 to 4 years to when it becomes a really sustainable key regional festival, is that this year we wanted to move to that lower level of cost ticket as part of the process. However, the government, which we didn't realise at the time, pushed back and said, well, it was funded as a community event and therefore it has to be free to meet our guidelines. So the compromise was that we were allowed to sell 600 tickets at $30 a ticket. And that's the level up area, the VIP area. But outside of that, it's a free entry event. So while we've got everything around the event moving towards the regional and the significant event, including the level of entertainment, the whole thing, we couldn't bring the income model along with it. And that's the gap we've got.
And that's $40,000 at this stage. $20,000 if we went through.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, it would be $29 as indicated in the report, and that would be depending on the level of ticket sales and the merchandise sales, and that would reduce that down, so it's already reducing.
Yeah.
So the grant wasn't approved?
No, the assessment didn't go through with the regional event fund. It wasn't that it was approved that fund is no longer being supported, as I understand.
The fund finished with the previous government.
Yeah, the $20,000 fund.
Yeah.
Well, Mr. Mayor, I'd like to move the recommendation 1 to 3 and just probably add the point that we actually finalise this as part of our quarterly budget review process, because I think then we've got final numbers on what the event has cost us or what our cost overruns have been, and at that point we can actually allocate the additional funding or the additional vote as part of our budget review process.
So that's point two?
Yep. So I just want to really pointed out.
Suggest that in considering the quarterly budget review, we look at whether we can fund it from within our existing
budget,
economic development budget, so there might be something else we don't do within our budget first. I think that should be first. At the end, of the day, we might find it that way, but I'd like to have a look at what we've got in our economic budget. Can we put the money up there?
All money out of reserves.
Okay, sorry, councillors. Councillor Walker is moving the recommendation.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't got a seconder yet. Can I have a seconder?
I'd second.
Councillor Babbage?
Councillor
Babbage?
Oh, sorry.
Okay, now, do you wish to offer an amendment?
I can, but.
Yeah, you could.
Somewhat. I don't know, too. I just. look to see that number two, in considering any shortfall, we look at funding it from within our existing economic development.
Add the words economic development, that's your role.
Okay, now I've got an amendment. Do I have to second it or that amendment?
Yep.
Councillor Mockler. Okay, I'll put the amendment. There's no further discussion. I'll put the amendment. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? I declare that carried. The amendment is now the motion. I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried. Thank you, councillors. We now move on the Warwick Risk Improvement Committee. Did you want to speak to that at all, Mrs. Well?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Mayor, through you, Mr. Mayor. This report's just provided you all an update on where we're at with the implementation of the Audit Risk Improvement Committee. There was initially, or there has been, a delay in implementation just due to Kinnable recruiting their GM, so that's sort of delayed us a little bit. The update in relation to that is we had a meeting with the Joint Chair last week, Mr. Graham Fleming, and what came out of that meeting was some actions that we're going to be doing, and those actions have been provided in the report.
And the recommendation is that we note the committee update. Mm-hmm. Councillor Mann, Councillor Hunter. I'll put that. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried. New policies. One on child safety, child safe policy for adoption.
Through you, Mr. Mayor. Again, this is a legislative requirement as a result of the Royal Commission into Child Sexual Abuse. So I liken these standards to the standards that we have had to implement in aged care and our disability services, a bit like WHS legislation as well. So councils have an obligation to implement the 10 child safe standards and become a child safe organisation. So this policy is the first part of that process for us. So yes, we'll just sort of put forward in the policy for your consideration and adoption.
Okay, the recommendation number 37, Councillor Mockler, Councillor Babbage. Is there any further discussion on that? I'll put all those in favour.
Aye.
Against? Carried. Cyber security policy, similar issue.
Yep, through you, Mr. Mayor. Again, cyber security policy councils are repository for lots of confidential information for the clients we service across all our organisations, also our ratepayers and our staff. So the policy is implemented to sort of establish those communications and expectations across the organisation.
Okay, someone like to move that? Councillor Freed. Councillor Mudford, I'll put that. All those in favour?
Aye.
Yes, carried. We move on to the committee meetings for notation, and they being the interagency, the local emergency management committee, and the traffic committee. And recommendation of Mr. Thayer. There's no recommendation there. Would someone like to move the adoption of those minutes? Councillor Freed, Councillor Bubba, I'll put that. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried. Can you put a cross on your papers there, Beck? We need to just change something in the minutes there.
It was great to see that Bill Gander has the highest birth rate per capita in New South Wales. How amazing is that?
It is, isn't it?
Yeah,
good on them. Towards 5,000. Councillors are
doing a good job.
Okay, I'll put that. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried. We now move on to the reports for information and notation. The statement of bank balances, outstanding matters from previous meetings. Questions on notice, progress therein. Development applications. And the associated data with those. Would someone like to move that those reports be noted?
Yeah.
Thanks, Councillor Pitt and Councillor Langford. I put that all those in favour.
Aye.
Yes, carried. We now move into the category B correspondence. The Central West Council's Environment and Waterways Alliance. The forum meeting minutes. Which is the Council of Renewable Energy. The Neil High Task Force. And the recommendation is that category B correspondence be noted. Councillor Walker, Councillor Butler, I'll put that all those in favour. Against, carried. Okay, councillors, that closes off the open part of the business paper. To our guests, could I ask you, what we've done today is, instead of doing the closed sector guests at the beginning, we had the elections and that, so we put them towards the end. So if I could ask you to give me 10 minutes, and then I'll invite you back and I'll shake the soft drink.
What's the answer?
Andrew, it's probably worthwhile noting that both Doug and Ash have been re-elected.
That's my question, thank you. Congratulations.
Thanks. Okay, could I have a procedural motion to close? Councillor Butler, Councillor Walker. I'll put that all those in favour. Against, carried. Against, carried. And on that basis, councillors, I once again acknowledge your faith in me. You didn't have much choice. And thank you for that, and say the meeting closed.
Right.